I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
I think we're on the air. I'm not sure. I can't quite hear anything else, but I'll just say, how you doing, everybody? Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear hotline. Bart Scott, it's a little weird right now, but let's pretend we're on the air. At least we believe we are because we see ourselves on ESPN+.
We're doing it live.
Yeah, we're going to do it live. Absolutely going to do it live. So we do have the NFL, the new week now of the NFL starting. And with that in mind, we have a game tonight that we thought would be an epic one when you looked at the schedule. But now with some of the injuries, J.J. Watt, now add that to the list on the Cardinals side. It changes things. Devontae Adams will not clear the COVID protocols in time to be available for the game tonight. So that is officially now out. No Lazard as well for Aaron Rodgers. But Bart, you said something on Get Up this morning that I found really interesting. I don't mind the take, and in fact, it makes me want to watch the game even more. And that's, you actually believe that, despite the injuries, despite having two very important weapons of his for Aaron Rodgers not available to him, you still think the Packers on the road can pull off the upset?
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about, listen, every team this year is going to have to face a team not at full strength, and it's a team that, you know, they're supposed to be able to compete with when healthy. You know, we all understand that COVID is going to play a major role in some major games, you know, throughout this year. It's just something that we all have to deal with. But this is an opportunity, though, I think, for A-Rod to kind of show how valuable he is. I mean, you look at guys like Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings. You never heard of those guys before. Aaron Rodgers made them household names. I think that he can do the same, you know, and they can muddy it up, right? They can go Robert Tonyan. They can go Mercedes Lewis. Then they can go Aaron Jones and Randall Cobb. I mean, he fought for Randall Cobb. You think he's still got something left in the tank. Let's see
You
can feature him. See if you can get some productivity from him. And you can ugly it up with your personnel because you go two tight ends. You know, you talk about Thunder Thighs, a.k.a. A.J. Dillon. You know, you can put him and you can put Aaron Jones in the backfield at the same time because he's big enough to play fullback and block for people. But then now you get the personnel on there that you want. And A-Ron can always break the formation. You know, he's not a guy that, you know, I ever doubt, you know, because you think about this is still a big game. Without J.J. Watt, a team that already struggled stopping a run is going to struggle stopping a run even more. So I think, you know, Green Bay tries to run the ball, establish a run. Aaron Jones, you know, they're a physical outfit when they want to be. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers can do the rest. If you dare get caught in a single high type of safe, coverage, you know, then he can take advantage of it. Let's see if Scantling can come off of IR. Let's see if he gets off. I know he's eligible to come off. Let's see if they, you know, activate him as well.
Now, this is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. And we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. About really the watchability of a game that on paper looked like, as you had the undefeated Cardinals, you have the Packers and Aaron Rodgers in the NFC, two teams you think might end up being in, at the end when it all said and done to see if they could play each other for the Super Bowl, to be in the Super Bowl. Because of the injuries, it's hard to gauge whoever does win this game. It's hard to say one or the other, right? Because you could say if the Cardinals win, well, you're supposed to win, right? That Rodgers doesn't have all his weapons, and so you have to win this game.
You're at home.
But I'll tell you what, I think why I'm into this game, and again, by the way, 888-SAY-ESPN, ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is heating up, and fans are hyped. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So my thing is this, is my interest in watching this game now has become, I am always motivated, I am always inspired to see greatness.
Yep.
And while Kyler Murray and that offense has been greatness and has been fun, I don't know if necessarily that's what I want to see tonight. I really, because I know that if the Cardinals win, if they blow them out, if the offense looks great, whatever it is, my problem is I don't know if that changes my opinion about the Cardinals. Does it say to me, you know what? They are definitely a Super Bowl contender because I can make the excuse about the Packers. So, Bart, here's the thing. You believe the Packers can win, And I'm almost now rooting for it. I have no rooting interest in this game.
It's a good story, right?
But now I do.
It messes everything up.
Well, it's also
up.
The greatness thing, the legacy thing. The idea that Aaron Rodgers can go in there and take guys and make them better and be that force multiplier, make everyone rise up to his level and pull off a win. That would have me watching. If this is a close game in the fourth quarter, I'll tell you what. Now, I'm dialed in. I really want to see this game. But if it ends up just being an easy win for the Cardinals, it doesn't make me feel like the Cardinals are any closer to being a contender than what I've already believed I've seen in the first 7 weeks. Does that make sense?
Makes total sense. And this is a team that is all in. They went out for Zach Ertz. They're all in. But, you know, the Packers, you know, styles make fights, and Aaron Rodgers can kind of spread guys out. And if you decide to play him a certain way, he's seen and done everything, so he has a counter for the counter. You know, so it's going to be important to see how they come out and defensively how the Packers, you know, continue to try and progress as, you know, they go in another week with Jalen Smith, another week with Whitney Merciless that they got from the Texans, to see if that can be something that they can build on and see if they can stop teams defensively now and play a lot better.
All right, we're still dealing with some technical issues here. I'm not hearing anything right now in my ear as I was a few minutes ago, so we're fighting through it. We'll get through it. We do have the calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The good news is you can see us on ESPN+, so that part we have working. So if you can't hear us for whatever reason on the radio side of things, you can find us there. Damian Woody's going to join us here in a few minutes as we'll work through some of these other issues. But, yeah, all right, so J.J. Watt's injury, Bart, is there anything about that we should dive deeper into? Because he is later in his career, of course, out for the season after the shoulder injury, and that's according again to sources. So with that in mind, what does it also say about J.J. Watt, and does that have any impact on the Cardinals and their defense? And again, that Super Bowl ability.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you were counting on his leadership. You were counting on him to be stout at the point of attack, a guy that plays a version basically of a defensive tackle, but able to stop the run, but also able to get penetration and also pass rush, you know, on the other end, right? You pair that with Chandler Jones, kind of put him opposite. Now you have guys that can win one-on-one battles on opposite sides. Teams don't know if they can slide to him or what they're going to do. And now without J.J. Watt, not only does your pass rush suffer, but more likely the run game, right, where they struggle. So if you talk about the chance that the Packers have, it's the fact that they can run the ball and keep that explosive air raid offense off the field. And when it does get out there, it's going to be under so much pressure to score, and because you know that, you know, the guy on the other side can score at will and figure a way to put points on the board. Tremendous kicker, right? And Aaron Rodgers can usually is worth a war of seven points at least.
So according to NFL's Next Gen Stats, he has the third highest pass rush win rate for defensive tackles. That third down is really where he's been at his best. He beats his blocker with 2.5 seconds on 22.8% of snaps where he lined up at defensive tackle. It's the third best rate in the league. So even though he's later in his career, even though he's been, you know, he's dealt with injuries throughout his career, this guy has gotten to a point where with his new team, he really started to become a difference maker again for them.
But really the leadership, right? You talk about the leadership, so this team won't feel themselves. Remember last year, this team got off to a tremendous start, then they start feeling themselves. Then what happened is it went downhill. Kyler Murray kind of got banged up, and they end up not even making it to the postseason. So you think about him and A.J. Green was to bring veterans around that has been there, done that, but also that can kind of be leaders and keep the team on pace and keep them in line and keep them motivated, stop them from being complacent, right? Because, you know, you don't play to be 7-0. I mean, we talk about the Steelers last year, 11-0, they were flawed. And this team is not without its flaws. It's not great as far as rushing the ball. We don't really know what they are, because if you look at outside the Rams, which I don't really put a lot of merit in when teams beat up on each other and when they see each other all the time, we knew that this was something that was, you know, right around the corner, because the Cardinals had lost 8 times in a row. That's 4 straight years of losing to the Rams. You know, at some point they're going to figure it out. They're going to come with some type of game plan and play with emotion. But outside of that, they're relatively untested. They played the Titans, which is early in the year. That turns out to be a good loss, but it wasn't a good loss when they faced them, because they were still trying to figure it out. You know, you talk about Minnesota, should have lost to Minnesota, could have lost to Minnesota. And you talk about the snoozer that was San Francisco, where it looked like they were in a drag-out fight with Trey Lance. So can this offense keep pace with another elite quarterback, right? It's not always about the weapons, but can they keep pace with another elite quarterback? And can this defense stop a run when they know that's what they have to stop?
Yeah, no, all that stuff will be interesting. Again, on the Cardinals side of things, though, very much that offense is going to lead them. And then, obviously, on the Packers side of things, you wanted to see this. This was really going to be that first good Thursday game we've had in a while. Two teams we expect to be at the end, and, of course, the big star in Aaron Rodgers and what he's been able to do. But while maybe there's some panic in Green Bay about what's not available, what would Aaron Rodgers tell us?
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
So I kind of feel like this could be a really cool night for him, right? This could be one of those legacy kind of performances, not necessarily playoff, obviously,
it's
but
like a signature moment,
just
like
one of those moments where you're just like, yep, there's no doubt. He's one of the greats because, you know, doesn't have a lot around him, goes up against a really good team, and puts on a show and gets what could be an upset. So that's why we're watching tonight's Thursday Night Football. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to the Dr. Pepper call in line and go to Chris from Queens real quick. Chris? What's going on, Chris?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to, you know, talk about the Cardinals-Packers game from the perspective of a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
And I feel for the Cardinals fans because, you know, I've dealt with an underachieving franchise and team for about 25 years now. And, you know, all the teasing that Stephen A. does, all the teasing that everyone does. And now this team is 7-0, and it seems not to be able to get any respect. And I feel bad that they got to face the Packers team without their best weapons because I'm sure this was going to be a yardstick game for them, and now it may not be. And if they lose
it's not. Yeah, it's
to
not.
The Packers without their weapons, then they look really bad.
Yes, and see, Chris, that's the thing, and thanks for the call. And that's kind of what I was saying. I actually feel there's so much pressure now on the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Like, you better
and
get
Kyle,
this
Kyle
dub.
And Kyler Murray, too. To
and Kyler Murray.
Big time.
Yeah, get this dub. Because if you do lose this game, you're right. That narrative about the Cowboys suddenly starts to creep in. All right, let's go. All right, that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Let's go to the Goodyear Hotline and talk to our good friend Damian Woody, who joins us right now. D-Wood, how we doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
What did you think of what that caller just said about how the Cardinals had better win this game? Because if they don't, and Aaron Rodgers, you know, finds a way to just, you know, take, you know, those guys that he's got available to him and pull off this road upset. That, you know, maybe now the Cardinals, a different narrative is spoken about them. And do the Cowboys start to push up even more as a contender for the NFC?
Well, listen, I mean, when you got 12 back there, anything is possible. He's that good of a quarterback. Yeah, I mean, you know, the Packers actually are 6-0 when Devontae Adams doesn't play. So it's not like they've never dealt with this before. Now, granted, it's Alan Lazard as well, but they got other guys that can step in. You know, obviously, you're going to have to lean more to the running game, in particular with Aaron Jones, you know, who's the guy that, you know, with Devontae Adams out, he's averaged 125 scrimmage yards per game. So this is not a team that's devoid of talent. They have talent, but Devontae Adams just makes them that much better. So I don't think a narrative would necessarily come about if Green Bay were to win this game. I think it would show the greatness of Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, when you talk about that, who is this game more important to? Because you know that the Green Bay Packers have tremendous confidence in who they are as a football team. It's not really based or predicated on their record or head-to-heads because they understand once they get everybody whole, Bakayoko will be coming back before you know it. They'll eventually get Zaire Alexander back. And this is a team that has been 13-1 and understands that they're in the process where they can really truly compete for a championship. Is it more important to Arizona and to prove to themselves that they're ready for the big time?
Yeah, between those two teams, yeah, I would think it's more important for Arizona for a couple of reasons. But one, I think playing in the NFC West, remember you got the Los Angeles Rams in that division as well, who's vying to win that division. So that's number one. They got to keep playing and keep winning. And number two, the Arizona Cardinals are still kind of like this young, up-and-coming team. And part of the reason that, you know, a guy like J.J. Watt and A.J. Green, you know, those guys are out in Arizona, they signed those guys in the offseason was because, you know, the past couple of years, the Arizona Cardinals have faltered later in the season, so they need that veteran presence. So I think, you know, for the Arizona Cardinals, you get a win against the Green Bay Packers, a team that's been in an NFC championship game back-to-back years, that's just another big mark on the resume and just a confidence booster for organization that's still mm-hmm. gaining credibility.
Speaking of J.J. Watt, what are they losing with him out? I gave you some stats about his impact on you know, he's still getting to the quarterback like he always has. Terrific on third downs for them, which has been critical. What are they losing now that he is out, and how much of an impact will it have on them and their ability to be a contender?
Oh man, this is a big blow. This is a big blow. You know, this is not J.J. Watt, you know, defensive player of the year, J.J. Watt, mm-hmm. but he's, you know, this is a J.J. Watt that's still very impactful in both the run and pass, passing game. So, you know, you're going to miss that veteran presence. We know that Chandler Jones has kind of, you know, been in and out of the lineup this year. So not having him in there, it's going to impact that front. Make no mistake about it. Not only impact the front on the field, but impact the locker room maybe off the field. You know, sometimes when you're injured and you know, Bart, you can speak to this as well, you're not necessarily as close to the team. You know, you go ahead and have surgery, you know, yeah, you're on the team, but you're not really there. You're kind of rehabbing, doing your own thing, all those type of things, while the rest of the team is still going about their business as far as practicing and playing games. So I think they're going to miss his presence as the season progresses.
Who's the best team in the NFC, period? Point blank. If you had to pick one right now, who's the best team?
If I'm picking, I'm going with Tampa. I'm going with Tampa and Tom. I think, you know, I think the Bucs got injuries in that secondary that they need to clean up. But I think when it's all said and done, the smoke clear, I think the Bucs, in my opinion, are the one team, the favorite in the NFC right now.
Should Dak play Sunday, in your mind? We had a caller the other day. We're talking about Damian Woody on the Goodyear Hotline. We had a caller who's a Cowboys fan, and I love it because normally Cowboys fans are over the top. He was as cautiously optimistic as possible. In fact, I think he was pessimistic because he felt like, when I said to him, he felt like Dak's got to play. And I said, wait, you got this division probably locked up. There's not another team in the league in that division that's going to win 11 games. And we had to go game by game to convince him that they'll get to 11 wins. He wasn't convinced that they could get to 11 wins. So he felt like, no. You got to play him every game. You got to play him every game. What would you do if you were in the position of Jerry Jones, of Stephen Jones, of Mike McCarthy, and you had Dak Prescott coming off a bye, but obviously still having an injury?
Yeah, so we spoke about this on Get Up this morning. And listen, and I think Bart agrees with me as well. When it comes to these soft tissue injuries, you got to be very, very careful. Very careful. Because like I say all the time, football season is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You got a long ways to go. And when you look at this division, the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys are far and away the best team in the division. Mm-hmm. I think they're like 3.5 games up on everybody in this division. So if you're the Dallas Cowboys and, you know, the medical staff has done a tremendous job with Dak Prescott, you know, whether you're talking about the lower leg injury from last year, the shoulder injury from training camp, and now this calf injury, you got to understand that you can't have the short-term game and then the long-term pain. It may make more sense to say, you know what, Dak, let's sit this one out. We got pieces around you that we feel like we can win football games with. The offensive line is intact. The offensive line is elite. They got two great backs. They got guys on the perimeter that can make things happen. The defense is playing better. You just can't put Dak out there at, you know, 75-80%, and then, you know, risk, you know, losing him for weeks because you just wanted that short-term game.
That is something we're going to have to watch. Again, no decision yet. The game is on Sunday night at Minnesota as well. D. Wood, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, man. Appreciate you guys.
All right, Damian Woody on the Goodyear Hotline. I mean, Bart, that you know, players want to play.
Yeah.
But that is definitely one of those things where you save the player from himself and you think, if I can give you another week, I'm going to give you another week, because we're not under any pressure at this point in the season to worry about, hey, we got to get this win. You might look back and say, well, we needed that win, we didn't get it, but I don't care. I don't look at the East as a thing that the Cowboys will not win.
Yeah, if you would have continued to talk to Damon Woody, he would tell you that he has experience in this field. He had a calf injury our second AFC Championship run, and he
2010 with the Jets.
Yeah, and he strained it, and he ended up blowing his Achilles out.
Oof.
Right, so he blew his Achilles out, and you know that's what happens. These things, especially with the quarterback position, can turn to other things. Remember, he may be already compensating on the other side, or if it's the same side, with the ankle injury that ended his season last year. So now you got another injury, soft tissue. If that thing tears or the Achilles pops, then you lose the opportunity when you're finally living up to expectations to be able to go to the Super Bowl, because you're not going to do it with your backup. Mm-hmm. You only do it if he's there. And the fact is, like Woody said, you have a 3-game lead on your division. So, like, what do you care about? Like, the division can't catch you. And after this game, the Minnesota game, you know, they have a nice soft schedule.
Yeah, so we'll see what that decision is made. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll keep the calls rolling with you on this topic and more. You got Thursday Night Football tonight, and on paper it's a good one. It's the Packers and the Cardinals in Arizona. You know what else you have tonight? You have Knicks Bulls.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's that time
of season. Is that bing bong or ding dong?
Whatever it is, it works for me. So we'll get to your calls. Cowboys and Browns, not just the Cowboys, but also the Browns have a decision to make with their quarterbacks, whether they should start or not this weekend. All that coming up. Plus, we got a real busy show today. Bing a bong. Lot to get to. We want you to be part of it. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, and on ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
See, this is when you know that Jake's on the ones and twos today.
You know what I'm saying? Because he heard us talking and spatting off.
Mm-hmm.
I was singing your least favorite song.
Yeah, well, we won't get into that right now. But we will get into this.
People coming after
you. No. That I did that at night one time, and man, we got into a fight. Anyways, Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. Hey, family's everything. I've got peace of mind knowing my family's taken care of with life insurance. I recommend SelectQuote. SelectQuote's been helping families for over 35 years. Plus, quotes are free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. Let's get some calls, Bart Scott. Dak Prescott is still up in the air, status up in the air for Sunday night's game at Minnesota. And, you know, the debate is if geez, just give him another week. I know he's coming off a bye. Just give him another week. Just make sure he's good. I mean, the Cowboys have that division on lock. No one is catching them in that division. I'm sorry. You look at the schedule coming up for them, a lot of winnable games. But what about for the Cleveland Browns? What about that decision? They're home against Pittsburgh. What am I saying? But you know the Steelers aren't happy about the way things went last year. And Baker's got to look at it as, see, I feel like Dak doesn't need to play.
Yeah.
Baker may need to play, right?
And that's why he's
not necessarily the Browns need him to play. But Baker may need to play, and he said that he is going to do everything he can to be ready. He feels like he could be ready, that the bye helped him. So, his week off, I should say.
The inflammation is went. Like, come on, bro. Yeah, we know what this is all about.
Not buying it?
It's about the cheese on the taco, man.
It's about him, not letting somebody, like you said, Wally Pip him, right?
Yeah, he don't want to get Wally Pipped. Or most recently, you don't want to get Drew Bledsoe.
Right, that's the other way to look at it. But I don't know if Case Keenum is exactly going to be Tom Brady, but that remains to be seen.
Fair enough.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Hit us up, Barton Hunt Nation, on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Let's go to Alan in New York. Alan?
Yeah, Alan from Uniondale, but it's all good.
Okay.
Let me first off and say, bing bong, let's go Knicks.
Let's go. It's my favorite thing to do now, I'm telling you.
But these Cardinals, though, I don't know, man. I don't believe in them like that. They beat the Titans. I don't know. I think they will lose to the Titans today.
I just wanted to give you the bing bong.
Yeah, the bing bong. Let's get it. But I think that they will lose to the Titans today. They will lose to the Bills. Of course, they will lose to the Bucks. Packers healthy. They'll probably lose to the Packers. I do not believe in these Cardinals.
That's kind of what I said,
You don't
right?
believe at all in them? I mean, that offense has been... All right, Alan just said what he said and dropped the mic.
No, but that's what I said, right? Like, it's not who you play. It's when you play them. I said that yesterday, right? And they played Tennessee when they were still trying to figure out how to work Julio in. They didn't really want running the ball, and then they went off on a run. You look at Minnesota. That was a tough game. The Saints, not the Saints, but the 49ers game. I just don't know who they are. I haven't seen them tested. I've seen Baltimore tested, right? I've seen the Bengals tested. I've seen the Chargers tested. I just really haven't seen this team tested with somebody that I thought was their equal outside of the Rams. They did beat the Rams, and we are all high on the Rams at that point. But, you know, divisional games are always a little bit different, right? And you think about divisional games, and you also think about, you know, the fact that, you know, they had beat them 8 times, and they were kind of due.
Their wins are, like you mentioned, just got by the Vikings. They smoked the Titans in the opening game.
Right.
The Jaguars, which that doesn't count. I mean, they beat the Rams. That's a quality win.
That's what I said.
Beating
the Rams
is a quality win.
But that's
right? Beating the 49ers, but only getting 17 points against the 49ers.
Against Trey Lance at that.
Mm. And then beat the brakes off the Browns, though.
Yeah, with no tight ends. I mean, without their two tackles and their, you know, they were missing a lot of people. Now, they were missing their coach.
And then smoked the Texans. Yeah, right. Yeah. No Cliff Kingsbury in that game. You're right.
They were missing their coach. But
that's right. Yeah.
Like, they were missing both of their tackles.
Yeah, and then they have the
Baker
Texans.
Baker got hurt, right? Baker, that's when he separated the shoulder again, went in the tent. Like, so I want to see them face another team fully. Like, we've seen Dallas go against Tampa, like, whole. Right? We need to see them tested like that.
Well, you got the Packers. They're not whole, at least offensively. That's tonight. Then next week, it's the 49ers again in San Francisco.
Meh.
Are you going meh on me?
Meh.
Are you going meh? Yeah? So that game for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Panthers at home?
Meh.
Yeah.
Okay. At Seahawks?
Meh.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Seahawks?
No, I have. Legion with no boom.
Right.
Meh. At Bears?
Yeah.
Meh.
Man, you're right. Then they're home against the Rams.
Yeah, that's the okay. Like we there's
the one we're excited about.
And then that in Dallas. If week 17, Dallas still has something to play for, and that could be who's gonna have a home field advantage.
After the Rams, Lions.
Yeah.
Right? And after that, Colts at home.
That could be good. That could be good. Now that could be good.
All right. And then at Cowboys, January 2nd.
If they're playing something.
And then the final game of the season is against the Seahawks at home.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So by then you don't even know
Russell,
what that's going
to be. Russell will be loading up the truck, tell Sierra she can't do her residency at the fish market no more. We leaving.
Oh, they loving it. The Kraken was throwing fish around. Did you see that? That's some salmon going on the ice. You got to love that.
They throw salmon? Why? Is Detroit the only place that throw octopus?
Yes.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah, but it's becoming a thing now around the league.
I thought that was a hockey thing.
No, that's a Detroit thing.
So depending on where you are, that's what you throw?
You know what? It's about the 8-10, and never mind. Let's go. Rogers, is that Florida? Rogers in Florida. Roger?
Yes, how are you doing?
Good, what's up?
I think the Cowboys get too much love anyway.
Well,
I want to talk about the Vikings, and I don't think Dalvin Cook gets all the respect that he should get.
Oh, man, he is off the chain, man. Like, everybody worldwide used to consider him the number two running back in the league right behind King Henry, but you kind of got to give that up to Nick Chubb because Nick Chubb and what he's able to do, that 1-2 punch. But nobody ever takes Dalvin Cook out of the top five. I mean, you might go Alvin Kamara, CMC, but you got Dalvin Cook right there. And listen, if it wasn't for their idiot kicker missing a 37-yard field goal, we'll be talking about them in a much brighter light.
Are they 3? What are they?
3-3.
Think about it. They should be. Remember, they lost to the Bengals in overtime.
Yep.
And then they obviously in the Cardinals game.
But now that Bengals loss seems like a good loss. So you okay, man? It's okay. Like you guys should be trying.
Do you think we have a chance to make the playoffs?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
You can be a wild card.
That's the interesting thing too. Here, you know what?
They're going to be competing with. I think the Saints, they're going to be competing with the Saints.
The extra week and the extra wild card changes everything for a lot of these teams.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think they're going to be right there to compete with probably the Saints. Probably, you think about either the Rams or the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be fighting for that last two spots, and they're going to be right in. They're right there with all those teams, right? I think they can sneak in because nobody's paying attention to them, and that's right where they want to be. And if they can continue to purge on the Lions and the Bears,
that's what it is, right?
You got to purge on the bad team.
Yes, you do. Gregory's in Florida. Gregory.
Come on, Gregory. We can't have dead air. You see how the
stars start? I'm right here.
There he is. All right, we got you now. Yes, we do. How we doing?
All right.
that don't play, can Rush make 8 to 10 plays in that game to help Dallas win? That's my question.
Yeah, I think he can. All he has to do is fine.
How do you think that? Did you see him play in the preseason?
Hey, just turn around and hand the rock off. Just turn around and hand the rock off.
Yeah, keep it simple.
But they going to sack it. Come on, Bob. Right, listen, you know they're going to sack it.
What time is the game? 8:20 on Sunday.
Sunday night.
Who's the quarterback? What's his record in primetime games? He comes up small. I'm going with Kirk Cousins can't play after 1 o'clock.
That's a great thank you, Gregory. I see what you did there. So you flipped it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, so that's why you believe. So you agree with me. Dak shouldn't play.
I wouldn't risk it, man.
If you still feel a little some.
But even if you lose, who cares, man? You still 2 games up against the worst division, man.
That's the point I'm trying to make. A lot of Cowboys fans don't agree. We'll see if the Cowboys agree. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls as we do throughout the show. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, Bart, you have pets. If your pet's hurt in a car accident, get this. Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet expenses with free pet coverage. You got to love that. Visit progressive.com. Coming up, so we've been 2 games now into the World Series.
Yeah.
2 blowouts.
You nervous?
And it feels like the worst case scenario for Major League Baseball, but I've got a take on a player that I feel like no matter what success he has from here on out, we can't ever look at him any other way. And I want to ask you if you think I'm wrong for it. We'll discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio,
Houston
and on
fans,
ESPN+.
Pick up the phone, Houston fans.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Back, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Plus and also ESPN Radio. So Halloween is Sunday, Bart Scott. And we all do different things, whether you want to dress up yourself in a costume, or maybe some people are really turning it into where you dress up your house. And some of the people are getting very creative. Usually it's the holiday season where you get crazy, but now people are really getting into decorating their houses for Halloween. And as we saw, Myles Garrett has been somebody that has enjoyed this. In fact, he started putting tombstones in front of his house of all the quarterbacks that he has sacked.
I like that.
I like that, too. It's petty. So Bruce Smith, the Hall of Fame defensive end from, of course, the great Buffalo Bills teams, he took it a step further. On his front lawn of his house in Virginia Beach, he has – here we go. You see the video up on ESPN Plus. He has 76 tombstones, all of them quarterbacks that he has sacked during his career.
Bubba Brissett.
I mean, there's a lot of them there, right? Phil Sims, Dan Marino, Ken O'Brien. some of the greats.
For a long time, man.
Your boy Ray Lucas is on there.
Ray Lukey, baby.
Love Ray Lucas. Shout out Rutgers.
But I wonder which one was the easiest. No, I'm just playing. Like, it's crazy, right? Because you know it's
looking at him right now. Rex Grossman, Doug Flutie, Jeff Blake.
Scott Campbell. Who the hell is
Look
Scott
at all these
Campbell?
Names.
Jesse Palmer, Wade, Dave. I can't even think of
them. It's going by so fast on the video, but this is really cool.
You got to love the bum salads.
Well, who are the bum salads?
Oh, man, the guys that just gave it up, probably Jeff Blake.
Elway's on that list, but he's not a bum salad, obviously.
Jeff Blake, for sure.
Yeah. What?
Junior, what do you mean, for sure? I played with Jeff Blake.
What do you think of this? Is this something? Is this something that you would love to do, like something like that, like decorating, where you put your career into the decoration?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a lot better than for him because he's a Hall of Famer.
I imagine on your front lawn, you could do a thing where, you know, like some people put scarecrows up.
Yeah.
You could put a scarecrow of Ben Roethlisberger.
Ah.
But instead of him being upright,
sideways,
you have him flat on the ground.
With his knees up. Squirming from side to side. Like,
from your famous hit on him.
I don't know, maybe it might be cool.
Like recreate the scene of the crime. Actually, yeah. You could do a chalk line.
Yeah. I got 25 sacks. I could put a sack guy. I could put about 25 quarterbacks up there.
You only have one sack per guy? I mean, you probably multiple sacks on one or two.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah, Ben, I probably got four.
Right.
You know
but
I mean?
Still, if you have 25 sacks, you could still you could fill your lawn with a bunch of tombstones.
Yeah. I can get my little lawn.
Is that a good idea to do something like that? I don't. I also think recreating though one of your best hits would be another thing that would be cool.
It'd be cool like if you do it and it's like you can like you put Ben on it like a hinge and then he pops back up and then the next person get to hit him. Ben, look out!
Don't go in the light. Don't go towards the light, Ben.
I mean, put Willie Colon looking back at him. Yeah, you missed the block. You. This is why.
So you would add Willie Colon to it? Just
look out! Yeah, you did that.
Was Willie the left? He wasn't left tackle then.
He was a guard, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Right.
They have it on their right side, though. It really was Willie Park. He missed the scan and got caught looking in the inside, and I came out the outside. Shawn Michaels style, sweet chin music.
It's the new kind of scary in the NFL when it comes to celebrating Halloween. It's not always about a mask. It's always about who's behind that mask. And for Bruce Smith, he has tombstones all over his lawn, all of quarterbacks that he has said, rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We're going to have some fun today on the show with various guests. So we had Damian Woody on already talking about tonight's game, the Packers and the Cardinals. A lot of injuries, really mostly, not injuries, but I guess COVID hit and has knocked a couple of guys out. Very important people, Devontae Adams being one of them, for Aaron Rodgers. And then J.J. Watt has an injury that's going to have him out for now for the season for the Cardinals, so the impact on their defense. So a game that we were kind of – this had a big game feel to it. Now it takes a little something away. But it now means more if the Cardinals don't win this game than if they do win this game. So that's why, of course, we watch. Two games into the World Series, Bart Scott. And I got to be honest – I've already said that it's going to be a tough watch because the Astros are there. But there's another part of it now that I felt like, because I want to watch. I love baseball.
Yeah.
So Jose Altuve had a terrible game one.
So you were,
Braves
you were
win.
Happy. You was loving it.
Well, I don't know if I was happy. See, I don't know if I was happy. I was just sort of like, all right, all is well. Right? Not happy, just all is well.
Everything's right in the world.
But then Altuve, and I'm telling you, this is literally what happened. I had the game on a little bit. I was flipping around. I had a couple of games going last night. And Nets Heat was one of them, which, by the way, did not live up to the billing. That game was an awful game to watch. But it's another story. So I have the World Series on, and I see Altuve at bat. And then the next thing you know is, and I did not even let the ball leave the park. Click. I don't want to watch this. Don't want to see it. And
did he hold his jersey?
But I asked this question.
Did he hold his jersey?
No, he didn't. He didn't have to this time.
I mean, it was legit.
But I feel like, am I wrong to feel like this is almost like a Barry Bonds thing? I don't care what he does for the rest of his career. I will never look at him the same. And it's not like Carlos Correa. I don't really hold it against him as much. Bregman, I don't hold it against him as much either. It's that moment when he covered up and he wouldn't let them rip the jersey off and the whole cockamamie story about I had this tattoo. Give me a break. Like that whole thing and the allegations of a buzzer, which whether it could be true or not, doesn't matter. It's just something about how smarmy that whole era was and the whole cheating scandal was that I feel like he's become the face of it, Bart.
Yeah.
And no matter what he – and he is such a great story.
Looks like Gizmo, man, from the Gremlins, man. So cute and cuddly.
Well, he was a great story. And you see that picture of him next to Aaron Judge in 27. It's hilarious. But he's undersized, overlooked player who made it to MVP status and superstar status, and it's just hard to – and he's also incredibly clutch. It's hard not to like him, yet I find myself, when he has success now, I can't enjoy it. I can't enjoy it. I don't want to see it, and I change the channel. And I don't know if that makes any sense. Am I wrong to look at him that way, all based off of him rounding third, not letting him tear off the jersey and all the stuff that came out after that. Am I wrong for that?
You're not, because, you know, it's very few times when we look at a contest where we can pinpoint when and where or how or if someone cheated. And when you see him rounding third, you know, we assumed that he did that because it was something under that we didn't want, he didn't want us to see. We assumed that that was the moment that they cheated. But let's go back and analyze the moment. That was to go to the World Series. That was like, you know, with the teams back against the wall, they gave you the answer to the test. We love people being clutch because of the magnificent feats that they come up with and what they do in the clutch moments, but not if you knew it was coming. And it almost seems like that symbolic symbol of that is just Chapman looking at him like, you mother, I know.
With that grin, like man. And we remember at the time, I'm like, what are you smiling about? But now, right, I realize what that smile was, you knew that was coming.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way. Coming. I never would have thought that. I wouldn't.
I know that you know.
Yeah, I would opposite what I would have normally did. And all of a sudden, you knew that's what I was throwing. Mm-mm. So that's why. So now, because we know we can pinpoint the time in which we think that he cheated,
yeah,
and it was for, you know, like most people are like, oh, he cheated, but it didn't really matter that much. When people talk about Spygate, like, well, why'd you film the practice? How much did it help you? This, we know, helped you because you knew it was coming.
I guess so. And also that you willingly did it knowing it was wrong. Yeah. And there's something about that you had success knowing it was wrong. Now, again, you mentioned Spygate and obviously Deflategate, all the other gates, right? We don't look at Tom Brady any differently because he wanted air taken out of the footballs. Yeah. Mainly because other quarterbacks said, yeah, you know, I kind of like it with a little less air in it. Some guys like it with a little more. Whatever it is, that's something that is particular to each player, and no one really talked about it, that unwritten rule thing. So I don't know if we look at him different, but I'll tell you what, in our society, in sports, the one thing we don't forgive is cheating. Mm. It's just we cannot forgive it. And I feel like that's where I'm at with Altuve. You could say, it was against your Yankees. Maybe I have harbor a little extra something because it was the Yankees. But I just feel like his story has almost been tainted now because of his involvement in it and that moment.
The Astros.
And the way he tried to explain it all away.
It's because you have video. It's because you have video.
All of
video makes it different.
It bothers me to no end, and it bothers me because I couldn't even let the game stay on to enjoy a game because the minute I heard that sound, I knew that sound. Oh, that's out. And I hit last channel and went back to I actually went to ESPN at that point. I actually was watching some of the Pelicans-Hawks game, which, by the way, when there's nobody in the building for a nationally televised NBA game, that's embarrassing for the NBA. I mean, New Orleans, what are we doing? You don't show up for a game this early in the season? That's another story altogether.
Well, maybe because no Zion, but also remember that area was stricken.
No
by
Zion,
the hurricane.
It's your team.
No, it was stricken by the hurricane. So, yeah, they show up for the Houdays and all that stuff, but maybe they won't show up because
Houdays is Cincinnati.
Yeah, because you know that maybe they don't support. They don't support the basketball team that's there anyway.
We'll talk more about that. But coming up, what are the Cardinals losing in J.J. Watt? And Kyler Murray's greatness we'll discuss next with someone who knows.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.